At this week's City Council meeting, Wilmington leaders approved allocating COVID-19 relief funds to Good Shepherd, as well as an agreement for the long-anticipated development at Castle Street. But it was the proposed Riverwalk improvements and Waves redevelopment that drew the most debate from council. Deputy City Manager Tom Moten proposed improvements to the Riverwalk and Visitor Center, emphasizing a need to revamp the design and increase safety. Councilmember Charlie Rivenbark said that safety concerns are related to the area's presence of people who are homeless or suffer from mental illness.
I know that our police department struggles with it, the attorney's office struggles with it, but you can have the nicest facility on the East Coast there, but if you've got an element there, like pictures of somebody that's just passed out laying there on the sidewalk, we can't have that.
Moten noted that certain design fixes could deter certain behaviors, but he pointed out that addressing social needs is also necessary. Councilmember Kevin Spears agreed.
Right, because, you know, we're not going to new facility our way out of this problem.
Later in the evening, the city's budget director responded to last month's concerns that the consultant working on Waves restructuring isn't prioritizing riders. But with neighboring municipalities no longer providing funds for Wave, Mayor Bill Sappho said council didn't have much of a choice but to fund the TransPro contract.
The whole concept of this regional concept, when you look at what the county and everybody else is putting into it, it's peanuts. At the end of the day, we still have to represent citizens. And if we want to make sure that they have that ridership, we just have to step up to the plate. If the others aren't going to step up, either that or cut the route.
Council moved to provide the funds. Also on Tuesday's agenda was an agreement with Live Nation to manage the amphitheater at Greenfield Lake. That item was postponed again until October 6th. Hannah Brasinger, WHQR News.